starting to see anything new other than affordable housing, which means it's only for those who are below a certain level in income, that you could consider starter housing. Starter housing, you'd be lucky to find anything in Hunterdon County under $300,000. And as you move over to Somerset, it's probably more like $375,000. Market conditions. It appears that we're entering the next phase of the housing cycle, which is still active, just less robust in price appreciation. And a warning, so economic slowdown seem to be on hold for now. Last year we were talking, whoa, will there be an economic slowdown? Right now it's not even being discussed. Should we eventually see a slowdown, we may see fewer sales and less price appreciation. But in general, homeowners are sitting on more equity in New Jersey. 95% are plus equity situation, and they're no longer using their house as an ATM, which is what led towards the housing crisis 10 years ago, 10 to 15 years ago. Consumer confidence remains high. Most consumers still see home ownership as a sound investment. There's a bit of offset to this by the political turmoil that we see on the TV every night. Most customers are seeing homeownership as still something they want to obtain. Sound investment, part of the dream. The confidence is reflected in the buyer traffic that we're seeing on our open houses. And affordability will never be as good shape as interest prices have lowered and house prices are starting to eat in a little bit to what you can afford. Millennials make up about 35% of our current homeownership. And there's room for much more if we can find them houses. Central New Jersey's trend in 2019 showed an increase in home sales, but the increase is only in houses under 400,000 market, and that's been stymied by lack of inventory. The 400 to 600 has increased a bit because we've had an increase in inventory, and the over 600 is challenged with pricing. I have to tell you, if you look at an average of 3 to 4% rate in price appreciation last year, the under 400 probably had 5 to 6%, the 4 to 600 probably had a 3%, and the over 700 probably stayed flat, and if you get way up there, probably dropped a little. Minimal new construction. 5-year forecast indicates slow but steady price growth.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's safe to fly despite the ongoing coronavirus threat.
People are doing a lot of domestic business now. I can tell you, they're staying in this country. They feel safe.
The president and vice president meeting with airline executives at the White House on Wednesday. Congressional negotiators on Wednesday agreed to a bipartisan emergency funding package to combat coronavirus, which both chambers are expected to pass by the end of the week. The measure includes roughly $8.3 billion aimed at helping states and the federal government fight the coronavirus, with more than 100 confirmed cases in the United States. The House is expected to vote later today on the measure. It will then head to the Senate on Thursday, enabling the bill to be sent to President Trump's desk by the end of the week. Nashville Mayor John Cooper says they're now moving into the recovery phase following deadly tornadoes that ripped through the region. This is USA Radio News.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at linzess.com. That's L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
there's one less Democrat running for president. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg dropped out of the race this morning after a disappointing showing on Super Tuesday. Bloomberg has thrown his support behind former Vice President Joe Biden. A state panel is recommending that Rod Blagojevich should be disbarred. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The ruling by the Illinois Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission came a week after the three-member panel heard arguments over whether the former Democratic Illinois governor's law license should be revoked. Blagojevich didn't attend the hearing. The final decision will be made by the Illinois Supreme Court. Blagojevich has been in the spotlight again recently since being released from prison last month after President Trump commuted his sentence. He had served nearly 8 years behind bars for federal corruption charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek is celebrating his one-year cancer survival anniversary, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Votes are still being counted this day after Super Tuesday, with the majority of delegates going to former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is still in the race, although she's trailing both Sanders and Biden by a large margin. When it comes to the choice between Democrats and President Trump, Trump 2020 spokesman Laura Trump says,
"It seems like if you're a Democrat in this country, your choice right now looks to be a socialist who is a communist sympathizer, or Joe Biden, who I think a lot of folks legitimately, Ed, question his cognitive function in many cases."
What do you mean by that? Because that keeps coming up.
Well,
and the Biden campaign undoubtedly is going to push back and say you're suggesting something. What?
Listen,
health-wise?
I'm supposed to be rooting against Joe Biden, and every time he takes the stage, I feel nervous that he's not going to be able to coherently string a sentence together. And if I feel that way, I think Democrat voters out there probably feel very nervous about him. Who would be running the country if this individual really is not showing that he's functioning with all gears moving here? I think it's fair to call that out and ask what's going on. He forgets what state he's in. He called it Super Thursday.
Laura Trump speaking there on Fox News. Mortgage applications jumped more than 15% last week as refinancing applications skyrocketed and interest rates went down. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Modern Design. I'm your host, as usual, Richard Christopher Scuderi. We have a fun topic today in anticipation of the holiday that is St. Patrick's Day. I wanted to dedicate this show to shades of green. I've always been a green-blue fan. We talk about this on the show. I tend to go towards the blues and the greens. And I really love greens. And if you come into my store, Maven Hill Home, which I share with Flemington Fan and Lighting at 176 Route 202, 31 in Ringo's, New Jersey, across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station, you'll see a lot of beautiful things in shades of green. So we are going to talk about all things green, accents. I brought some things from the store to look at. We're going to talk about paint colors, best shades of green that I like to bring some color back into it. And then our second half of the hour, a wonderful author, an Irish author, his name